Chapter 13.
Wow! What a gorgeous feast!
Will we be able to eat it all?
Piece of cake!
Ahem. Then, let's make a toast to celebrate peace with the goblins, the rescue of the dragon, and the return of the cat! Cheers!
Cheers!
Woo-hoo!
Cheers!
There's nothing like a good drink after physical work. I can feel alcohol seeping into my body.
Maybe I'll have a drink too, since it's a celebration. This champagne of another world looks nice.
Gouda, don't drink till you pass out. I'm warning you.
Come to think of it, everything was caused by the absence of the garden deity. That was the reason why the goblins came to the forest and the cat disappeared.
Yeah, I'm glad everything turned out well in the end. All's well that ends well.
We didn't even have to pay for this feast, and the hotel owner told us to stay for as long as we wanted. We're being treated like heroes.
It's good we didn't need to kill anyone. Killing would have made us anti-heroes.
But we haven't figured out how to go back to our own world yet, even though we solved all the problems in this village.
We can think about that tomorrow. Let's just enjoy the feast, take a bath, and relax today.
Tomorrow?
I want to go back as soon as possible. Of course, I like the food here, but our fans are waiting for our concert.
I hope time hasn't passed in our world. What if they thought we went missing? The gossip sites would be filled with all kinds of nonsense.
I wish we could do an off-collab stream, since we're all together. I've also been aching to get on Twitter all day long.
Of course I want to go back home too, but how? What, in fact, is the problem we're supposed to solve? Nothing happened even after we completed all of the village's requests.
Actually, I've thought of something. Would you guys hear me out?
Oh, here comes the super sleuth to unravel the mystery.
Let's hear your hypothesis, Dr. Watson.
Yes, tell us, Amelia. It might give us some clue to the problem.
All right, then. Let me talk about you two, Callie and Kiara.